In the spring, I look forward to those crisp, sunny days. When I come out of the house, I'm in the shade of the house and the shade of the trees, but I can see the sun, and I can see it shining through. And then when I walk into the sun, it warms me through and through, and you can just feel the heat and the warmth coming into your body and filling you. Well, that's what we just did with Advent. Advent was that time we spent in the shade looking, and we see the sun and we know it's coming. And on Christmas, we stepped out into that sun and we were covered with the glory of the sun, and it warmed us through and through, and it brought the love of Christ into us and filled us with warmth. Now that we're through Advent, we come into the period after this, still in Christmas period. And the three synoptic gospels all start out with a genealogy or the birth of Christ, or they start in talking about the good news of Jesus coming into the world. But in today's gospel reading from John, John doesn't start like that. He goes back to the beginning. He goes back to the opening words. In the beginning, God. And he takes us all the way back to Genesis, to the creation, and talks about the fact that Christ was with God, and he is God. And he, through him, everything came into being. And that he was there from the very beginning, and that this was all part of God's plan for us. That Jesus was there from the beginning, waiting for the time when he was to come. And we hear this, in the beginning was the Word. So we know that Jesus was there at the beginning, and the Word was God. Jesus is God, and the Word was with God. It talks about, through him, all things were made, and through him, everything came into their being. But then it moves on, and it talks about the fact that Jesus went to his own people, and his own people didn't recognize him. They rejected him and didn't recognize him, and didn't know him, and they wouldn't accept him. And we still have that today. There are people who will not accept Jesus and will not accept God. And we can see it in Scripture. There's the story of the road to Emmaus, where Cleopas and one other disciple were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, about a 7-mile walk. And this is after the crucifixion and after the resurrection. And they're talking between themselves, discussing everything that happened. And then all of a sudden a person appears and starts walking with them, and it's Jesus. But he doesn't recognize, they don't recognize Jesus. And they're telling him what happened. And they ask him, are you the only person here who doesn't know what just took place? And so they go through and they start telling Jesus the whole story of his teaching and his preaching and his persecution and his death and his resurrection. And partway through, Jesus starts telling them how all of this was projected from the very beginning of time. All the prophets spoke about how this was to take place and why this was to take place. And they were, and Jesus, who they did not recognize still, was explaining all this to them as they walked along the road. At the end of their journey, they come to Emmaus. It's getting late, it's getting dark. And they asked Jesus, who they don't know who it's Jesus, where are you going? He said, well, I'm just going to continue on. And the disciples say, no, come, stay with us. Have a meal with us. So Jesus said, okay. And they go in and they sit down at their meal. And Jesus takes the bread and breaks it, blesses it and breaks it, and gives it to them. And all of a sudden, they realize and they recognize, this is Jesus. We've been walking with him all along, and he's been teaching us all along. And at that point, Jesus vanishes from their sight. Well, rather than stay there overnight, and it's getting late and it's dark, they get up. They're filled with joy. Their hearts are burning within them from what had just happened and the joy of all of this. And they take off and they hurry and they run back to Jerusalem, the 7 miles back to Jerusalem, to tell the other disciples what happened, what just took place, and what they had just learned. Well, every time we come to Eucharist, and the bread is blessed and broken, we have that same opportunity to see Christ and to recognize Christ in everyone around us and in our presence. We have that opportunity to be filled with that joy and that burning desire every time that bread is broken and blessed and we receive it. On Christmas Day, we have a Eucharist here, Christmas morning. And Father Bill had a cold, so he asked me to distribute the host. And so I did, and each time I took a piece of bread and broke it off, and I placed it in the hands of one of the people, and I looked into their eyes. I could see Christ in them. I knew the presence of Christ among us. We have that opportunity every time we come up here to the altar and we celebrate Eucharist and we receive the body and blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.